This is Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
Everett F. Brown, V3M Division.
A bell tolls for every name read, nearly 50 in all, aboard the USS Yorktown in the Charleston Harbor. That's where family and friends have gathered to remember veteran shipmates who died this year. Many served in the Korean War, Vietnam, and World War II. It's muggy on the middle deck. People fan themselves with programs for the memorial. Most have their heads bowed. The man striking the bell before the crowd looks out. His eyes are full, his face red, as he fights back tears.
Ralph C. Hansen, V2 Division.
Ralph Hansen's family came all the way from Minnesota to spread his ashes over the port side of the aircraft carrier where he once served. They say it was his final wish. His son Jeff clutches a flag he was given to honor his dad, as he recalls his father's stories about life as a plane captain aboard the historic ship.
He was the guy that strapped the pilot in right before takeoff and gave him the thumbs up. Everything was ready to go. Dad was he said he was so proud to be part of it.
The 92-year-old was laid to rest on Valentine's Day. He is one of 11 World War II veterans who served aboard the ship and passed away this year. Daughters Cheryl and Bobby say he loved the yearly Yorktown reunions. They traditionally begin with this memorial and end with a weekend of reminiscing with fellow veterans about their time aboard the famed Fighting Lady, named for a documentary about her Pacific mission.
He remembered where his bunk was.
He would show us where he slept and
how he learned to eat cornflakes with water because he hated the powdered milk that they had.
The family plans to stay and carry on the tradition of reuniting with a now vanishing generation. The Department of Veterans Affairs estimates at least 370 World War II veterans died each day last year, with only 558,000 of the more than 60 million who served, that's roughly 4%, still left. Aboard the Yorktown, only 7 World War II veterans were able to make it to the memorial and reunion weekend this year. There were 14 last year.
It's interesting to see those of us that are still standing and those of us that are now missing.
Bill Watkinson is 95 years old. His friend Arthur Leach is 97.
We had 105 pilots aboard in our squadron. There's only one other two of us left.
Both were fighter pilots aboard the Yorktown in different squadrons at different times. Bill took off from that aircraft carrier in the middle of the night. They say the only way they got to know each other, and plane captains like Ralph Hansen, who recently died, was through those yearly reunions.
We had 3,000 people on this boat just to get about maybe 100 into the air. It took all of them to do it, too.
Today, they finish each other's sentences, and you get the sense they have more to say when no one else is around. A shared history is what they lose each time a fellow veteran passes away. It's our history, too, one they hope we learn and learn from.
You get up in the morning, and it's a good day.
For more on this story, go to southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.